NBC, CNN, Secret Service, DHS reject Nancy Pelosi's security excuse for canceling State of the Union. By Joel B. Polak on January 16, 2019. Multiple reports indicate that the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security both reject Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's stated reason for asking the President of the United States to postpone the State of the Union address. On Wednesday, Pelosi wrote to the President to rescind her January 3 invitation for him to address Congress on January 29, in keeping with tradition. Pelosi blamed the lack of available security due to the ongoing partial government shutdown. This requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown. The president's shutdown. But that isn't the point. The point is security. It's a security decision which is completely out of my hands. But both NBC and CNN, hardly pro-Trump outlets, have poured cold water on Pelosi's explanation. Secret Service is fully ready to offer full protection during the hashtag #SOTUASR. Law enforcement official tells it Pete Williamson, BC. It's a no-fail mission, the official says. Though USSS personnel are not being paid, the intelligence and protection functions are fully staffed. Half. Peter Alexander, at Peter Alexander, January 16, 2019. We've been planning for this for months, as we always do. It didn't start up 29 days ago, the official said. Two halves. Peter Alexander, at Peter Alexander, January 16, 2019. A senior DHS official tells me that Speaker Pelosi's claim regarding security concerns surrounding the State of the Union during a shutdown has zero credibility. It is a serious event but one we can handle. Elizabeth Landers, at Elise Landers, January 16, 2019. Update, Fox News is also skeptical. Fox News's John Roberts says a DHS official told him that no one from Pelosi's office called the Secret Service to ask if they had concerns about SOTA before she sent that letter. Hashtag State of the Union hashtag Government Shutdown. Courtney O'Brien, at O'Brien 2, January 16, 2019. At the time Pelosi issued her original invitation to the president, the shutdown was already 13 days old, having begun on December 22. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.